Well, that's good, yeah. As far as doing, I think about both stuff. And a lot of that stuff that we try to do to Charmin Hill and do things. And sure there's other, you know, radio services or television, communicate, whatever it happens to be. Digital services are looking at different bandwidths. And so we do things to stay active and then try to, you know, your organization to send in the hours, you know, type of thing to, like, it makes its way to up to the ARRL, JRRL, which is kind of a lobbying unit. To kind of keep track of some of that stuff to try to protect their spectrum, you know. So it seems simple enough, but I'm sure there's people out there that are businesses and stuff that would like to make amateur radio secondary or push them out of a certain spectrum. That's what happened on 220 many years ago. They went to some kind of UPS or some kind of delivery service or something to that effect. Go ahead, John.
This is Kilo Foxtrot 8 Echo Tango Quebec. Are you talking about the 220 megahertz? Because that was at one point in time from the military SATCOM stuff, I thought. And I think they sent it over to us in the amateur realm as a secondary.